GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, your host and guide through the tangled thickets of crypto news and tech. Let's dive right into the swirling currents of today's stories, starting with North Korea's latest antics in the DeFi space and how Tether is playing hero, or perhaps opportunist, depending on your perspective. In a staggering piece of news, Drift Protocol, Solana's leading perpetual futures exchange, was hit by the largest DeFi exploit of 2026, costing it roughly $285 million. The culprits? A state-sponsored North Korean hacker group known as UNC4736, or for the theatrically inclined, Apple Juice Citrine Sleet. These guys weren't messing around. It was a six-month operation of social engineering and likely a few bad April Fool's jokes along the way, but there's nothing funny about the losses. Enter Tether, the stablecoin stalwart, who came strutting in like a financial knight in shining armor. They bankrolled the bailout, not just to help Drift, but to squeeze out Circle's USDC from one of Solana's major venues. It's a savvy play. Tether got the market swooning, highlighted by Drift Token's 20% spike. Meanwhile, Circle is licking its wounds, having an afternoon they'd probably rather just forget. It's a nice reminder that in crypto, the enemy of your enemy might just be your new best friend, or at least a temporary ally if the price is right. Moving on from state-sponsored raids to the realm of quantum conundrums, Bitcoin developers are tackling the specter of quantum computing like a bunch of cryptographic Jedi. Enter the quantum tripwire proposal. Imagine a Bitcoin address set as bait, a juicy morsel of BTC that only a quantum computer can devour. Once nibbled, it doesn't just sting back, it triggers a lock across 6.5 million BTC, potentially including Satoshi Nakamoto's untouched treasure. It's like a mousetrap for quantum miscreants. This concept was a lightning rod for debate at Paris Blockchain Week, with BitMEX Research championing the canary address system. It's a provocative idea, a last resort safeguard against the quantum apocalypse. On the one hand, it could preserve Bitcoin's future integrity. On the other, it's a bit of crypto brinkmanship that might make some purists sweat. But in a space where what-ifs run rampant, having this tripwire could be the circuit breaker Bitcoin needs. Finally, let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the ghost of a Ponzi past. The DOJ has finally begun the compensation process for OneCoin victims. Ruja Ignatova's infamous scam lured 3.4 million victims to the tune of $4 billion, promising them magic internet money that never really existed. Now, a decade later, there's a $40 million pot for restitution, which translates to a disheartening 1 cent on the dollar. Kroll Settlement Administration is running this process, which is, frankly, a grim reminder of both the gullibility and tenacity of investors in this space. If you were among the hoodwinked, the deadline is June 30th, 2026. Dig up those old emails, receipts, and screenshots. Every bit of evidence counts, even if the payout doesn't quite feel like justice served. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, Tether's aggressive maneuver shows that strategic plays are as important as technological ones. So understanding market dynamics is critical if you're building or seeking work in this space. For Bitcoin, quantum-proofing strategies might open new career paths in cryptographic research. And as for OneCoin, it's a stark reminder that compliance and regulation are growth sectors in crypto, whether we like it or not. That's the grind today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.